USA Radio News.
The president targeting the poor in his latest actions. President Biden yesterday signing two executive orders, one expanding food assistance, the other calling for stimulus checks for those who don't make enough to file taxes. Biden says how we respond to this crisis is a reflection of our values.
We cannot, will not let people go hungry. We cannot let people be evicted because of nothing they did themselves. They cannot watch people lose their jobs, and we have to act. We have to act now.
Biden also announcing yesterday the U.S. could have another 200,000 deaths over the next couple of months from the coronavirus. That would bring our death toll to over 600,000. Meanwhile, a key member of President Trump's COVID task force revealing the toll the job took on her. Dr. Deborah Birx tells CBS she always thought of quitting. Instead, Birx announced this week she's retiring. The full interview will air tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Democrats facing an uphill fight to get President Trump convicted in the Senate. It would take 17 Republicans to join all 50 Democrats to convict Trump, but CNN reports only a handful of GOP senators may vote to convict. Some say holding an impeachment trial for a former president is unconstitutional and divisive. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, though, saying yesterday the trial can bring us together.
We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability. And that is what this trial will provide.
The trial is set to start February 9th. Texas suing the White House over immigration policy. The lawsuit filed yesterday after President Biden announces a 100-day stoppage of deportations. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claims this will directly and immediately endanger the state's citizens and law enforcement personnel. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Controversy over how National Guard members were treated during Inauguration Week. Here's Jeremy Scott.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls it shameful.
Many of them had to be sleeping on cots for the week. Very few bathrooms and others. Many of the congresswomen and men were coming down bringing pizza and others and thanking them. And the next thing you know, they're just swiffing them out the door.
McCarthy tells Sean Hannity on Fox News he puts the blame at the feet of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Remember when the riots were happening in Washington over the summer? Nancy Pelosi said it was scary, they shouldn't be there.
In a statement yesterday, the Massachusetts National Guard says Capitol Building officials directed those National Guard soldiers to move their break area to a parking garage due to the Senate being in session, saying accusations of Guard members being banished, quote, makes no sense, and quite frankly, could not be farther from the truth. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
History is made when one of President Biden's cabinet picks is confirmed. Here's Tim Berg.
The Senate is giving a green light to retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin easily confirmed in a bipartisan vote. He is one of President Biden's top cabinet picks and becomes the first African American to lead the Pentagon. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden making his first call to a foreign leader since his inauguration. Biden reaching out yesterday to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The two agree to touch base again next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.